Hey everybody, Happy New Year, and welcome to another episode of Tiki Chris Talks. This one features two interviews from back in October when I had the pleasure of attending a sneak preview of the three Michelin star chef and Sophie Pix collaboration with the Paris-based upscale takeaway restaurant group Sushi Shop. The tasting event was at La Dame de Pique and Sophie's Paris restaurant. After lunch pairing some of her signature dishes with her own sushi versions of them, I spoke briefly with Anne Sophie and then with Sushi Shop co-founder Gregory Marciano. Sushi Shop has four outlets in London. The Anne Sophie pick for Sushi Shop menu should be available at all of them sometime this month, January 2018, and throughout the rest of the year. Thanks for listening. Bon appetit. So I am here in Anne Sophie Pique's restaurant in central Paris. I have just tried some of her dishes as well as some of her new sushi that she has designed for the upcoming collection for Sushi Shop. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit now, Anne Sophie, about that. So first of all, delicious. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Where did you find the inspiration for some of these?
Oh, in my cuisine, because I just wanted to have this collaboration with the sushi shop and to be fair in the way I wanted to work with them. I mean, I want to put a lot of intention in those sushi, and not to be too low in flavors. That's the reason why you have experienced both my cuisine and the sushi at the same time, because it comes mostly from my cuisine, from my combinations of flavor, because that's really what works with me. That means that I really like to create the dishes with combination of flavors, different layers of flavors, between bitterness, between acidity. And it's more challenging to put all this intention in a small pieces like a sushi. But it was a very interesting work with the sushi shop's team, because they have to understand what I wanted to do in terms of flavors, and they have to adapt also to their own work. So we really had the pleasure to have some exchange all together.
Well, you say it was a challenge, but it's a roaring success. It's just so delicious. And what was amazing about it was these little parcels of big flavor. I mean, particularly the mushroom with the rose geranium. Can you talk a little bit about how those flavors came together? Because that blew my mind. It was so good. Yeah.
Thank you. No, it's just the way I'm working. I'm really concentrate on that part of the cuisine. I'm very fond of discovering new products. You know, geranium rosa. It's a plant from my region, in Valence, in south of France, and I discovered it 20 years ago. But I just reintroduced in my cuisine a few years ago because I grew up for that time, and it's very essential for me to, when you work with an ingredient, to know the ingredients, to know how it has grown, how where does it come from, the culture of the ingredients. So even though I use a lot of Japanese ingredients in my cuisine, I really keep close I really have a link with the producer, with the people who are making me discover their ingredients. Because otherwise, if you don't catch really the culture of the ingredients, if you don't understand it very perfectly, I'm not able to work with it. So it's much more intention than just to say, oh, I will put that together. It's just understanding really the content of the ingredients.
Okay. And so you're a fan of Japanese food. I know you make your own dashi and play around with things. Is that just from being a fan, or do you have some experience and ties with Japanese cuisine?
Oh, I discovered Japanese cuisine. I was 20. In fact, during my studies, I had the good chance to be in Japan for a few months at this moment.
Okay.
But really, I didn't, for the beginning, when I just started cooking, I didn't decide to use because I have to understand more, and so I really try to have some links with Japanese people who are living there in Paris, and to continue my understanding of the Japanese cuisine. Of course, why I am using dashi, I don't make really Japanese cuisine. I don't want people to think I do that because it's not in my culture. So I think it's difficult to do that if it's not part of your culture. Really, I think so. You can appreciate, you can use some ingredients, but not more. And because also I defend in a certain way French cuisine. But what I like to use in the Japanese cuisine, and especially dashi, is the fact that it's made at the moment. It's very fresh. Mm. And, you know, it replaced in a certain way some of basic of French cuisine, like bouillon de poule, which is beautiful, okay, still beautiful, but it's cooked, overcooked, very long. Mm-hmm. So little by little, for certain preparation, I replace that by some dashi, who gives me a basic for my cuisine, not all, but a part of the sauce, and which is very fresh, because I like to really use freshness in the cuisine.
And were you familiar with Sushi Shop before this, mm-hmm. and how did this collaboration come about?
Grégory Marciano came in Valence, and for discovering my cuisine, he had a certain experience, but not really in Valence. So he came and proposed me this collaboration, mm-hmm. and I was very happy, of course, because I knew he had already collaborations with some chefs, sorry, the French chefs. Part of them are some of my friends, so that was. Nice that he comes to me for that request, and because it's a part of my universe also, in terms of ingredients, I was very happy to do that.
Okay, and obviously you're no stranger to Michelin stars, but you've just got your mm-hmm. first one in London
exactly.
last week, right?
Exactly.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So. It's a big news for the team, for me, of course. I was... we worked very hard during these 8 months because we opened just at the beginning of the year, and we worked very hard to gain it, and we are very proud of that. It's very good, and we can continue.
And by background, you were the first female chef to receive 3 Michelin stars in France. Am I correct about that?
Yes. For a long time. There was already women chefs, but not since 50 years.
All right. So. Okay. Wow. And do you find after you reach that it's difficult to maintain, or you are then just you're rolling with it and you know what you're doing and you just have to keep at that level?
It's really a good question concerning my story, because really I really wanted to have 3 stars, because
it
was part of my memory. You know, it's the only unique quite in France, because my grandfather had the 3rd star at the very beginning of the Michelin Guide. My father also did have, and 4th generation to lost and to regain. Each generation we gain it. So it's a very strong story for me. It means a lot of things. It means that we have cuisine in the blood in somewhere.
Okay.
But no, it's a start for me. The 3rd star was really a start, in considering that it was a work of memory to gain it again. Mm-hmm. And now, then, I really... much more enjoy doing my job, in fact, I have to say, because I have no more this memory.
Now you can play?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, of course, to maintain, that means a lot of work. That means to be happy also, to be happy in working in this area, because you have to be happy to make good, nice things.
So the Sushi Shop menu launches in January 2018.
Yes, true.
Anything else on the horizon you might want to share?
No, I think we have shared a lot of things already, but I keep some for next.
For next time,
I hope.
For next time.
Well, merci bien.
Merci
à
vous. And wow, what an incredible meal. I am loving it.
Thank you.
I appreciate your time as well.
Oh, well, pleasure to know you.
Can you please say your name for the...
Grégory Marciano.
Well, thank you, Gregory. And you are the...
I'm the founder of Sushi Shop.
Founder of Sushi Shop, okay, wow. Well, I have just tried some of the new collection with Anne-Sophie Pick's sushi creations. They are amazing.
Thank you very much.
How did that come about, that collaboration?
So it's been now many years we're doing collaboration with chefs. The idea was born since the first beginning of Sushi Shop.
Which was when?
In 1998,
okay.
In Paris. And from the very beginning, we loved to do creation, innovation in our recipe. And every year we had a new menu with new recipe. And the idea is to make the links between the Japanese cuisine and the European Occidental cuisine. So we try to bring flavors that are not common in the Japanese tradition. And so since now approximately 10 years, we've been doing a partnership and collaboration with chefs. So we've worked with Cyril Lignac, Jean-François Piège, Thierry Marx, Joël Robuchon, Kei Kobayashi last year, and this year with Anne-Sophie Pick. Okay. So we are celebrating our 20 years of existence in 2018. And the idea was also to bring some... we have our public, our consumers, our clients are mostly women. Okay. We are about 70% of our, a bit less, but are women. And but we realize that we are three men that created Sushi Shop, and we've always do partnership with a men's chef. And so we decided to let's try to bring a little bit more femininity in our in our brand and for our 20 years. And as soon as we thought about bringing a woman, the name of Anne-Sophie Pick was on the table. She's only three Michelin star chefs. And so we met last year for the first time. I went to a restaurant in Valence. We had dinner together, and that was the first time I was experiencing her cooking. It was amazing. I loved it. I love the flavors, and I love also the personality of Anne-Sophie. Yes. She's very humble. She listened a lot, and so we decided to work together, and she was really she was involved so much in the process, and she put a lot of energy in that and a lot of time, and I'm very proud of the creation she did. I love it. I hope she is too, but I think it's very unusual in the for people who love sushi and who love Japanese cuisine. It's very unusual. There's flavors like when you use the geranium, the bergamot, all those flavors are very the soj. It's very unusual in the Japanese cuisine.
And you have and this will launch in January, and not just in Paris or even just in France, but across
exactly.
All your restaurants. You have how many outlets?
We have 150 outlets in 14 countries.
14 countries. And so, what is the? How do you implement something like that? Because it seems like a very fine and delicate and very specific menu from what I tasted. That's going to be a challenge, right? But you've done this for
well, of course. Now we have many doing it for many years.
Yeah.
You know that the chefs in general are very concerned about their image and about the food that's going to be delivered under their names.
Yes.
So, for example, I have had Joël Robuchon calling me for 2 months after the launch. I ordered in Nantes. The cucumber was not thin enough, and it's like this. So no, we know how to. We have a school, a training school for our chefs.
So every then, outlet has a chef.
Yes, every outlet. Every outlet has approximately 8 to 10 sushi men.
Okay.
And we train them, and we have also videos. Mm-hmm. So we have first they go to our school, then we send them the video of how is made the sushi, and also we try our best, and then the result generally is pretty good. That you will taste, I'm sure. Yes. It should be exactly the same that you had today.
And there are three sushi shops in London,
We have three for the moment.
Soon to be more.
We are opening one next week in Hampstead.
The next week would be in the middle of October.
Middle of October, the end of October. I think we open maybe the 25th.
Okay.
So maybe in 2 weeks. In Hampstead, we sign a location in Richmond.
Oh, exactly.
So it should be the beginning of the year, and we are looking for much more location.
Wonderful.
The plan is to open 30 to 40 sushi shop in the UK in the next 5 years.
Well, I've been to your shop in Marylebone, and now that I've tried what you and Anne Sophie have collaborated on, I'm very excited to hear there's going to be more. So thank you very much for your time.
With pleasure. Thank you for coming to Paris. I hope you enjoyed it.
Merci.
Merci. Merci. Merci.